Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. I'm a relationship coach, but I started out as a life coach. I found out about 25 years ago that I really didn't agree with the mental health and pharmaceutical industries in the United States. So I knew that even though I wanted to help people, I didn't want to label them and I didn't want to pump them full of drugs. I actually wanted to give them tools and resources. Yeah, you know what? Like a coach. Wow, wait a minute. That means strategy and equipment and encouragement to get people out there on the field in the game of life to score. That means succeed. Wow, yeah. So I'm like a life coach. I taught people everything from time management to money management. And people said, you know, but you really need to find a specialty. That's like being a general practitioner doctor. And I said, okay, first of all, I'm not a doctor, okay? I am not a shrink, but a specialty. Well, I don't know. What kind of specialty should I have? And then I thought about 15 years that I had been doing this coaching stuff. And, you know, when it was work, when it was time, when it was money, health, it all came back down to teaching people how to be with people. Okay, let's make it relationships. I'm a relationship coach. I taught people how to come together and how to be healthy with other people. Yeah, let's get together and let's empower each other, facilitate each other. And then a word came into my mind, synergy. Okay, that was fun to say. What is synergy? It's what we create when we come together with our own power and other people's power. We mix, we get together, we facilitate each other. Synergy is how we have the capacity to be exponentially more with, to, for each other when we unite with them. When we unify, wait a minute, that means we have to actually come together. Okay, so let's just take a step back then. The principles of synergy. We all know there's no such thing as inertia. We are always moving in one direction or another. It can be forward, it can be backwards, it can be to the side. Well, same is true with people. We're never inert when we're around them. We're moving towards them, or we're moving away from them, or we're moving with them. Now, that synchronicity, we have to synchronize in order to synergize. Okay, well, that's a simple concept to understand. But then the other principle that I needed people to understand was that there's no neutral energy. There's no, it's not good or bad. Our energy is always either good or bad. When we have an interaction with someone, they are either going to be better or worse than they were before they came to us, with us, around us, by the time they leave. So ask yourself, do you understand that the impact that you are going to have on people, it's either going to be good or bad? There's no neutral energy. Now that means you have power. let's just think about it logistically in the way of numbers. If you thought about quantifying your personal power on a scale of 1 to 10, you know what? I have my power today is around a 3. Okay. Well, you know what? The person that I'm working with, their power is on a level of about 7. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't become 10 when we come together. We don't even become 21, that's 7 times 3. We are exponentially more, right? What's 3 to the 7th power? What's 7 to the 3rd power? Okay, well, you know what? If you say, you know what, you're a 7 today, I'm going to give you the fundamental base. I'll just empower you to be more. You know what? 7 to the 3rd power is 343. Wait a minute, I'm only a 3. Let the other person empower me to be exponentially more. That's 2,187. Do you have any idea what you have the capacity to do with, to, and for other people when you synchronize and you synergize? You facilitate each other to be exponentially more than what they are when they're alone. Okay, but then again, let's go back to there's no neutral energy. It's either positive or negative. Do you think about the impact that you are empowering people with, right? Are you making them more positive or more negative, more proactive and constructive or destructive? Do you really care about the impact that you have on other people? Even after you walk away, that impact will affect them, and that will then, by extension, affect the other people that they interact with. Okay, now it's getting kind of heavy. Okay. This is a call-in show, and I give people advice. Yeah, I'm kind of expensive, but people who can't afford me, they still need my help. So if you have a question that you want to ask a relationship coach with 22 years, I've written books. You know what? Some people actually ask me for advice because I've been married for 30 years and I'm still happy with my husband. They think that's better than experience or professional education. So if you want to call into this station, BBS, you can go ahead and dial 888-627-6008, or you can send me an email. My professional email address specifically for this show is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, so I'll periodically be refreshing the email, and Tom is going to be the one, my producer, who answers if you call into this station, and he'll let me know your name, tell me your name and the general theme of your question. But today, ladies and gentlemen, I actually want to talk mainly about marriage because it's funny, in the last week I've helped people. I've been their coach, I've been their friend, I've been their, support system in a personal way that wasn't officially business, right? But coaching people, a lot of people now are actually talking about marriage as an institution. It kind of disappeared in the 80s and 90s. People just wanted to cohabitate. We don't need to sign all the paperwork. Well, now people are kind of coming back around into the institution, and they want the answers of not only how to create a foundation that's healthy and constructive and productive with other people, but how to maintain and sustain that through the rest of their life, because they do actually want to sign a document of till death do us part. That's exciting. That's reassuring. And it's, you know what? It's hopeful. And I always say hope springs eternal. Hope is positive emotional energy. Some people say, you know what? I'm indifferent. I don't care one way or the other. Well, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, indifference is negative because there is no neutral. Again, if you are not positive, you are by default negative. So think about this during the show today. Kind of do an inventory. How often during the day is your energy positive? That's mental and emotional and physical, all of them together. But then also ask yourself this question: do you believe that positive or negative energy is more powerful? Well, it's certainly very high impact. Negative energy is very high impact. And it just seems to be more abundant, more and more on a daily basis in the world that we live in. But we're going to be touching that topic as well throughout the show. Again, 888-627-6008 or the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. Okay. Now, the fact is, we do want to be together, but I really think that technology has undermined our connection. They call it social media, but it's making us very antisocial. My son, my oldest son, who raised me very well, yes, told me a fabulous joke about technology. It's called the computer's gender. The Spanish teacher was explaining to the class that, unlike English, where we just say the, in Spanish, you can say el or la. Words are literally feminine or masculine. Now, this was an adult class, wasn't kids. But the man raised his hand and he said, "Teacher, is it el computador or la computadora?" And she said, "Well, do you think it's more like a guy or a gal?" And he said, "Never mind, I withdraw the question." He felt like that was opening up Pandora's box. And she said, "No, you know what? Let's turn it into a game. Men over here, women over there, talk it out and tell me what you think this machine is." And so the men started whispering. They said, "Oh, yeah, I know, right?" And they started scribbling and they were laughing. And she said, "Wait a minute, what are you writing down? This is just a game." And they said, "No, this thing practically has breasts. It's so female." She said, What's on your list?" And they said, "Number one, only their creator understands their logic. Number two, they speak a language only they interpret. Number three, they store every mistake you ever make in their long-term permanent memory for retrieval. And then finally, half your paycheck goes to their accessories." And the teacher stood there and looked to the ladies and said, "Save me, I'm drowning here." Those are all fabulous reasons. And they said, No. This thing's a guy, and we'll tell you why. We got four reasons, too. Number one, they don't do anything for you until you turn them on. Number two, you can give them information all day long. They're still not going to think for themselves. Number three, they claim to solve any and every problem that you have. And you know what? In real life, when push comes to shove, they end up being the problem. And most importantly, number four, if you had just waited 6 months, you know you could have had a better one. Okay, now thinking about this, just in all practical terms, we know that technology is not going away, just like our counterpart, our gender, human counterpart, men and women. We're still going to be here. So let's go ahead and take another real quick break. We'll be back. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. So, what we're talking about then is things that we love to hate about each other, and in the context of synergy, how we can come together to maximize our greatest strengths and talents and abilities. So, what we're looking at now is synergy as an art. Let's stop looking at each other as genders, as different opposite sexes, right? Turn it into an art. I love to use acronyms. ART. What is that? Appreciation and respect and trust. Trust is really important. Yeah, it's actually priceless. We know that that's only going to be the foundation, right? That's going to be the only foundation that will create a long-term profound connection. But let's start out with the very first one, appreciation. That means two different things. And this is kind of why I like Spanish more than English, because we have one word, appreciation. But that involves, first of all, having gratitude. And then the other one is having value. When something is appreciates, right? It means it increases in value. But when we appreciate it, that means we're grateful for that increase of value. Now, thinking about this, how do you really and truly feel about the people in your life? Do you see that the unique and distinct qualities, characteristics, strengths, and gifts, and talents and abilities to where you say, wow, that truly has value? And then once you reflect on that and you maximize those gifts and talents and strengths and abilities, You say, wow, you know what? I'm grateful that those are in my life. People can feel that. So that's the A in art. The R is respect. I'm sorry, but you know what? I think around the 60s or 70s, respect kind of lost value in the United States. There are a lot of other countries, there are a lot of communities. Okay, so when we're talking about respect, what does that mean? It's kind of a fluid concept. It's honor, it's dignity, and it's admiration. If we appreciate someone's inherent value, then we do have the sense of, wow, that's honorable, that's dignified. I actually do admire that and the value, not only that it brings to the world, but it really and truly brings personally into my life. So the A is for appreciation, the R is for respect. There we can get into the T, that's the trust. What does it mean to trust someone? It means that you have confidence enough in them, not only in their abilities and their volition, their intentions, but also their motives. Yeah, who they fundamentally are as a person. Are they honorable? Can you surrender to them and say, you know what? I'm going to give you my personal power. Yeah, you know what? That was really something you don't think about until usually it's a problem and you're getting to the point of potentially breaking up. People need to get back into that mentality of, you know, I really need to think about the people currently in my life in the context of those three principles, those three different concepts. But also, when I bring people, new people into my life, if I approach them with that art mentality, that philosophy, yeah, that value system, when I begin a connection with them, it's more likely to be high quality. Okay, so now it's kind of a matter of looking at them while we think about ourselves and how can we get unified with those people. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008, or the email is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and head back over to the Gmail to refresh. I don't see anything showing up yet. Okay, so let's go then to another topic that I really want people to understand, not just in relationships in general, but in the context of marriage. You know what? That is a lot of work. It's a lot of time and effort, actual labor, energy with focus and sacrifice. Just because you may have found a good match, someone that you can say, actually, yes, till death do us part. That's originally what it's intended for. You know, you might not be very qualified for all of the mundane and inevitable daily activities that need to be done, incorporating and including another participant and then deciding who's going to do what, delegating those different not only activities, but which ones are responsibilities. Do you appreciate and respect and trust the person that you are basically saying, yeah, we have become one flesh enough to say, I'm going to surrender to you? Okay, so that's really important for you to look at yourself. Now, my father told me something when I was very young, and it kind of scared me as a little girl. But as an adult, as a woman, I started to appreciate and accept the value, the truth of it. I don't remember exactly what I was doing, but I know he pulled me aside and said, honey, you need to be very careful. When you lie to strangers, you upset them and you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities. Don't lie. When you lie to friends and family, they get very, very angry and they end up walking away. You will lose friends and family members, the people that you love the most. You're going to die alone. And then he got real quiet and said, But when you lie to yourself, then it's over because you start believing your own lies. And then what happens? Your mind can't even tell the difference between what's real and what's not. Oh my gosh, you start believing your own lies. You know what? You don't have anybody left. You may as well go ahead and just wrap it up because it's all over. Oh my God. Okay. And then he walked away. And I thought, okay, when it comes to relationships, it's true. You are only going to have the quality of relationship that your honesty, your openness, your communication with those people creates. Okay. So when we're talking about synergy, oh, again, if you want to call in, 888-627-6008 or email synergy relationship. Oh, sorry. No, the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. I have several different emails, but for the people that are listening to the show, that's the one you can go ahead and use. I'll refresh it when we come back from the break. But now I want you to think about something that usually I call the four I's are the source of the conflict that, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't even have to be inevitable. Most people assume that these things are going to come up in life. You know what? They don't have to. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You know what? Make the problems not happen in the first place. There are four different, we'll call them themes, right? Or issues. The four I's: ignorance, indifference, impotence, and incompetence. How often are the problems, excuse me, that people experience about ignorance? They just genuinely don't have the information. How often is it indifference? They don't care, not about the information, but the actual issue, the problem. Then there's impotence. That's about not having the power. That could be the tools, the strength, the resources, the skills, the ability. And then, incompetence, ignorance, indifference, impotence. Oh, there. And then incompetence is the last one. That's having all the tools, having all of the knowledge, but you know what? Not mastering the skill enough to put those things to good use. You need permission, but you also need the instruction. You need all of the tools and resources. You need the knowledge. Yeah, when you're talking about why something failed, most people, when they come together with another person, they do genuinely want to synchronize. They want to synergize. They may even agree with, you know what, we'll say 90% of what they're doing with that other person. But if it's one of those four I's, ignorance, indifference, impotence, or incompetence, you know what? It's really about taking all the pieces apart and looking at them individually, yeah, and then saying what's the source of the cause of the effect, not just the cause. You have to get the topic, the issue, the problem. Yeah, you need to get to the source. That's the problem. Okay, so we're going to go ahead again. The number here is 888-627-6008, or go ahead and send me an email, thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. We're going to take another real quick break. We'll be back. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Today we're talking about coming together as partners in life. Now I'm going to be talking about marriage as an institution and the dynamics between the people who unite as partners for life. Yeah, go ahead and give me a call, 888-627-6008. Or send me an email, thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, now when we're talking about coming together, we need to be partners. Yeah, there was a very famous movie with a very famous actor saying, "You complete me." Okay, that's a nice line in a movie. But what we're talking about now is complementing each other because the implication of the line in the movie is that I'm incomplete without you. Go ahead and put that out of your mind because a healthy marriage is about two complete people synchronizing to synergize to facilitate the best version of each of them separate from each other. Yes, you will be one flesh, and that's poetic as well, but you still maintain your separate identity. So let's take it from the approach of, first of all, men and women. Yes, feminism has basically taught us that men are not worth any more than women. Women are very high value participants in society, elements to a culture. They have to have that appreciation and respect and trust the same way that men do. But again, I don't want to compare them in the sense of having the same terms and conditions because they are so unique and distinct. Men will never be women and women will never be men. So let's stop trying. I like to use examples in body parts. Okay, so let's go ahead and think of it as hands and feet. What do you think are more important parts of your body, your hands or your feet? Well, you can't compare them. They're completely different. Their constitution is different. Their purpose is different. Their strengths and weaknesses are different. I like to say that men are like feet and women are like hands. Men are feet because they have a very hard job, but it's only a few different things. When I tell people men, they provide, they protect, they procreate. Yeah, they carry the weight. They make things happen. They bring the body to places in life that it needs to go in order for things to get done. But women are the hands. They get things done once they're there. They have a lot of administrative, executive, labor, management. Yeah, they have to organize and maintain and sustain everything in the life of that body. That again, they're doing the different things that they were created, right? Or evolved, if you believe that, to do. So, yes, technically you can walk on your hands, but don't stop trying to be something you're not. And yes, you can pick things up with your feet, but you don't need to. Okay, so let's stop trying to say that we're the same thing again because we have very, very high value. And when we unite, we can get exponentially more done. Now, when we're talking about just within the genders, we also have the uniquely distinct personalities. And that's what a lot of people lately have been coming to me to help them find out who would be a good mate for me, who would complement me, not only in my preferences and my lifestyle, but what are my strengths and what are a person, a good companion, a good mate? What are their strengths? Because you know what? Sometimes we have a really good time with someone. That doesn't mean we should live all day, every day together. Okay. So I'm just going to go real quickly over the differences, the different elements. And again, the address, the email address is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com or the phone number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so now functionality. I refer often to the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator Personality Profile System because it addresses a lot of the elements of our human behavior. Well, okay, but since everybody has to do everything, whether they like it or not, the question is, what do you do most to least naturally? What do you do best to worst naturally? There are actually four levels of behavior in performance. There's the dominant, auxiliary, tertiary, and inferior. If you know that what you do most is your dominant function, and then next is your auxiliary function, and then next is your tertiary, and least and worst is your inferior function. Yeah, think about someone that you could get along with personally, but that could also facilitate you and that you could facilitate, because getting things done all day, every day with each other will be more likely if you're each good at different things. Okay. But that begs the next question about the trust. Another acronym I like to use is AIM, AIM. Yeah, do you trust their aim? That's their ability and their intentions and their motives. When you're actually thinking about who they are as people, separate from their personality, separate from their gender, this now is about the quality of their soul. You need to be honest with yourself about yours. Stop and take an inventory. What are your abilities? But also, what are your intentions? And most importantly, what are your motivations? Again, just do a real quick once over an inventory. Are you marriage material? Okay. Now, when we have the functionality and we have the aim, let's ask ourselves just some general personality questions. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Are you sensory or intuitive? Are you a thinker or a feeler? Are you a perceiver or a judger? Sometimes we have a hard time even identifying things about ourselves, but you are never going to be more honest with the person that you love than you are with yourself. And the great thing about people is that they're often very forgiving. If you are direct, forthright, and you acknowledge, you know what, these are the things that are not exactly my greatest traits, people will often say, you know what, that's okay. These are mine. Okay. Because when you do have that unity, you can say, yeah, let's be patient with each other. Let's be kind and forgiving with each other. Because since there is no neutral energy, it's either positive or negative, you really do give someone the space and the opportunity to become better. And you are either going to facilitate or inhibit that improvement. And once you get synchronized with someone, the way that you learn, the way that you perform with each other is definitely going to be worth the time that you spent, the money that you invested, the mental work that you did to learn and to master that new skill. Yeah, it'll definitely be worth it for both of you and for everyone else who comes around you. Yes. Okay. So again, the number 888-627-6008, or the email address, thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Go ahead and send me your questions. Again, I'm talking mainly about marriage today, but in relationships, principles are very, very good, right? As framework. If you have another question that you want to ask me, please don't hesitate. We're going to take another real quick break. My name is Gabrielle Cardona. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Yes, as a relationship coach, I've pretty much dealt with anything you can think of. But when we're talking about marriage, there are certain principles and dynamics that are going to go on for the simple reason that it is everything that you are and think and say and feel and do all day, every day to stay synchronized with someone, to maintain that synergy with them, and to make sure it's a positive, healthy element of your life and the lives of everyone that the two of you as a couple come around. You really have to be mindful. That's just a fancy way of saying aware and focused on what it is that you're doing. So, people look at the relationship that I have with my husband, and honey, I promise I won't give any of our dirty little secrets. But what they admire and appreciate about us is that we're generally in a good mood when we're around each other. So, how about if I just share some secrets? Again, if you want to call in and ask, please don't hesitate. 888-627-6008 or the Power of Synergy listeners at gmail.com. Okay. Three kinds of love. We've got philia, agape, and eros. Okay. Yeah, you feel different kinds of love for different kinds of people. In marriage, you have to have all three. One is the love your neighbor as yourself. That's behave yourself. Okay. That's agape. Now, philia is fondness and warmth and affection that you can feel for friends and family. And then there's eros. That is very carnal, very sexual attraction, love. All of those are vital. They are equally vital to the not only the success, but the health of a marriage. So if you know that there are certain things, that are kind of undermining one of those three elements of love, those different kinds of love, then you need to stop and say, okay, what's the source of the cause of that effect? You have to start peeling away layers. And again, it's best if you do it with your partner, but you know what? You may need to take a time out and just ask yourself by yourself for yourself so that when you get back together with that person and say, okay, you know what? This is what I realized. Let's go ahead and figure out what we need to do together to resolve either the issue or modify what it is that we're doing with each other. What can you suggest? What can you offer? If I know that this is a problem that I'm having and I do want your input and I will accept your opinion, I do have a joke that the three most important words in marriage, you were right. Okay. Yeah, I love you is nice too, but you were right. And then the next three most important words were, I was wrong. And I like using that because it's funny. You know what? The fact is, we are all wrong, and we are all wrong so many times that it doesn't even matter past a certain point. Yeah, if you've been married long enough, you're both wrong all the time. And your partner, yeah, they're right just as often as they're wrong. So get over it. Now, if we have these three different kinds of love, then we can set up the environment to resolve the problems that will inevitably come up. But what I tell people too is that our emotions can undermine us or they can facilitate us. The three emotions that I help people with most are anxiety and fear and anger. Okay, so they're all irritating and they're all uncomfortable, not only for the person going through them, but for the person who has to be around that kind of experience that someone else is having because they run the risk of being drawn into that experience. All of those emotions are vitally important because they serve different, good, constructive, healthy purposes. Anxiety is about our body's way of telling us, you know what, something's going to go wrong here. Take a look and stop it from happening. Okay, anxiety is good. It's our body's way of talking to us to prevent something from going wrong. Fear is it's a little turned up from there. Okay, it's our body's way of saying, you know what? It passed that point to where you can, prevent it. This is in the process of happening and it's getting really bad. So it's much more intense. Okay, and then there's anger. Anger is what our body tells us, what our mind tells our body to tell us, that something did happen and we didn't prevent it and we didn't resolve it in time. So here's a disaster. Now clean it up. Okay. So separate from the situations, right, that our body was responding to with those emotions, we need to pay attention to those different tools that our bodies and our minds have given us. So we can say, okay, let's just take a step away from the situation and work through all of the little annoying elements that these emotions, it's called biochemistry, right? The hormones that are released in all of them. And once we get back down to the, okay, now let's look at the actual problem that caused those different feelings. Yeah, then we can say that we appreciate, we understand the value of being able to look at a situation with all of the elements for the purpose of gleaning something of value from that situation. And so we can say, what were the reasons that certain things happened, and why did I respond? Why did I react to those things in the way that I did? Because obviously, different people wouldn't be the same thing. Yeah, they wouldn't think and feel and do and say and be the same things. So I like to actually liken things with, again, illustrations. I think of anxiety as a thunder and lightning storm. Yeah, it definitely gets our attention, but it's not really going to hurt us. It'll just be annoying more than anything, because if we go undercover, we can just sit there and go, yeah, okay, I'll go back out when it's done. Thunder and lightning can actually be kind of scary. And yes, it can be dangerous if we're not careful and we don't understand how the severity of it can range. I call fear like a hurricane. Okay. That is kind of scary, okay, but it's not directly impacting us. It actually happens over a very large area, and it can go actually for a very long time, but the damage isn't really as severe. It's equalizing nature. It's getting things redistributed, the elements of the environment redistributed so that the world is healthy again. But a tornado, like anger, that is intense, that is fast, it can actually do a lot of damage. It can literally destroy houses, buildings. And yeah, humans are very, very at risk, but it doesn't last more than a few minutes. And the distribution of all of the elements, again, can potentially be very good, like distributing seeds. Yeah, you know what? Ultimately, after the tornado is over, excuse me, the environment, the world can be a better place. So let's step back and take a look at our emotions and say, you know what? That's a potential blessing, as long as we know to separate the emotion from the situation that triggered it. Resolve whatever was going on in the situation once you identify what it was that caused that feeling. Okay, so again, I'm going to take a real quick break. 888-627-6008 or the Power of Synergy listeners at gmail.com. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. And yes, I've been in business a long time. I've dealt with pretty much every question, every problem, every issue that people have had individually. But you know what? It really is about getting back together. So when I tell people that it kind of went awry back in the 80s and early 90s, but take good care of yourself. A very popular metaphor was put the mask on yourself first. When you're on an airplane and there's a lack of oxygen or an emergency situation and the oxygen masks are released, make sure that if you are traveling with someone who needs your help, take care of yourself first. Get yourself into a good quality state. Unfortunately, again, because media and these self-help guru experts, yeah, they just said, you are more important than anybody else. You are more important. No, you're not. Everybody else is just as important as you. You just need to take care of yourself in a quality way. Now, thinking again about quality over quantity. Oh, sorry, again, the number is 888-627-6008. Or the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. Okay, so when you're talking about someone else's value, your value, when you are taking care of yourself, you have to be approaching it with the philosophy and the belief that anything you take away from what you would otherwise give other people, you have to put it to high quality use. That means that whatever you were before you took that time out, right, to take care of yourself, to put the mask on yourself, you have to return at least twice as much, whether that's twice as much in quantity or in quality. How much better are you as a result of that self-care? Do you believe that people deserve the best version of you? When you take time out for yourself and say, okay, I'm actually going to take good care of myself because I know that at my greatest state, reaching my full potential, what I have to offer is exactly what they need in an amazing way, and they deserve to have that from me. And think about what you have, what you are, what you say and do in the most amazing way that people are impressed by. You just may need to tweak it a little bit and get it to a higher level quality, right? A higher quality state. Then when you say to people, yeah, I want you to try this, see this, hear this, feel this, experience it, because it's my gift to you, then you'll truly know what there's more joy in giving than in receiving is about. Yeah, that's really exciting and relaxing at the same time because you know you can surrender to some things may go wrong, some things could potentially go differently, but you'll be ready because you'll know that that positive energy and that good attitude that you have will rub off on them. It will make them a very high quality version of themselves. So then you can say, I only have a little bit in amount of this to give you, but it's going to be so good, you won't need any more than this. This will be not only enough, but it just might be exactly, perfectly the right amount in the right way at the right time. And who you will want to be for, to, and with me will also be that much more valuable. Okay, so when we come back, I'm actually going to give a really exciting update about what has happened. Some of the listeners and followers that I have in the different venues that I've actually been on social media for about 12 years now may know that I went to a homeless shelter in Phoenix, the heart of Phoenix. And you know what? I've been kind of This has been my little personal project, an update. I think you're all going to be very excited to hear the good news. And yes, before I tell you what it is, let's go ahead and take another one last quick break. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS. Okay, so welcome back to the Power of Synergy. I just want everyone out there to know that about 4.5 years ago, I went to a shelter when my hotel reservation was canceled. I saw amazingly horrible things happening, not only on site at the facility, but to the residents. They were tortured and abused. Yeah, it was really, really scary for me to see. And I just asked the people running the show, what in the world is going on here? How can you treat these people? They're homeless. They really and truly, literally need your help with finding a place to live, a job, getting the resources, food, right? Clothing, shelter. And they all just kind of looked at me and said, why in the hell should you care? Now get out of our faces. We can do whatever we want. The security guards were abusive. The staff was indifferent. Some of them were even abusive. And I said, no, we got to get this situation improved. We got to work together. And people said everything from, no, the homeless are worthless. They're that way because it's their own damn fault and leave them alone and don't waste your time. And then other people said, well, you're not going to do anything helping them personally because they're beyond help. Go ahead and start a political campaign. Right. And I said, no, because I know that what I can teach them, what I can encourage and inspire them to be better people, that will start the momentum, the build and maintain and sustain the momentum, not only for themselves personally, but for the group dynamic. I've been going back and forth, coaching them and supporting them, teaching them, bringing them resources, but modifying their way of thinking. And over the years, different things have happened. I literally went back there last week and I saw they have shelter now. They have showers. They are getting organic food snacks. Okay, I'm getting really excited. They have beds. They did karaoke on Thursday night and I just couldn't believe it. The staff is nurturing and they're supportive and they're encouraging. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I never thought it was a waste of time, but a lot of people have the attitude of you are not enough to do that much good. Yes, you are. Ladies and gentlemen, don't ever underestimate your ability to have an impact. It's not just about who you are with right now, it's how they are going to be affected by what you are and say and do with and to and for them. I didn't get involved in anything political the whole time. I did not create havoc in society. I just encouraged and supported and facilitated the residents. I'm going to start a campaign because I'm going to continue coaching them now. I have a new book that I'm about to publish. Anybody who wants information about all of the details, not only of where it started and where it has ended up, okay, all of the progress that was made, but also what you can do to support what I do. You don't even have to be personally involved. Please send me the email, thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. And again, you don't have to call on the air live during the show. Please send me a message with a question anytime you want to know. Thank you so much for listening to BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. This is the Power of Synergy.